your size is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy.
Tuesday, except it's Wednesday.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Yes,
hey, Tommy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Keeping it real?
Keeping it real. Sometimes keeping it fake, whatever that means.
Fake news.
So fake news is best news. You're not going to believe how awesome this news is.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Tom. But first, we do have some special guests with us. Leviticus, our producer, is here. It's always better when you're here with us. You know that, right?
And I always love how you call me the producer, because I mean, I guess I am the producer, but it's like
it's a
you
cool
produce
title.
Love in my heart.
That's exactly that's exactly what I do. Exactly.
And then
it's
we also
it's
have...
like a legitimate title, though. It's awesome.
That hey,
like executive producer.
This,
that's
what
you're
said,
gonna get.
I'll produce for you
when we get our own Lifetime special.
But really, what
and
is
all
a producer?
Apparently, we're all
anyways.
Women all of a sudden.
Like
a producer is the one who produces content for the
right,
actual
right, and that's what they say they do.
Right.
But like, you got like executive producer Stan Lee. Do you really think Stan Lee's producing content other than
right.
creating?
Really,
characters?
It's like okay, you got the boss man. Boss man tells the producer what to do, and it's just like okay, you produced it. Yeah, pretty much.
I brought you. I brought a sandwich. All right, producer
I think
credit.
This week you guys should talk about tacos.
Hey, my grandpa's coming down this weekend, so we're going to be doing all
talk
about
tacos and
taco,
all,
taco,
yeah,
taco.
The weekend tacos. We also have a special guest with us today, John. John is from the Northport Sun. He's here with us to sit in and kind of listen to his podcast, and he's going to do some kind of article about us in the newspaper. So you want to say hi, John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Fake news, okay, John?
Yeah, fake news.
No, it's... I don't believe this Northport Sun is fake news.
No. So. It's going to be huge, guys. No, thanks for having me, guys.
No problem,
yeah,
man.
Awesome.
Thank you. Feel free to chime in all you want. We are kind of a rowdy bunch and can get a little carried away. So I hope we don't scare you. Okay. So
I scare us.
You scare us?
I scare us.
How do you scare us?
I don't know. I scare myself.
You
I
scare
guess. Hey, Tom.
What?
Movie pick of the week.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're new to Deep Fried Geeks, we do have five different segments that we talk about every week. We break down and go to the movies, TV shows, Tommy's comic pick of the week, food, glorious food, and geek news. Right. If you're new to the podcast and you came to us because John is advertising for us,
woo!
You can check us out on. At Deep Fried Geeks on Twitter, right, Tom?
Yep.
You can check us out Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks, right?
Yep.
You
am
can
I
check...
just confirming everything? Check.
What's,
check.
What's another form of social media?
We do have Instagram.
It
Instagram.
Totally could be the wrong URL. And you would still agree with
yep.
you right now.
Huh? What? Huh? What?
And we post lots of food pics on Instagram, right?
Yeah, we
so
do love that food stuff.
And then you can also find us on
iTunes.
Stitcher.
Stitcher.
iTunes.
Podbean.
Podbean. And you can also email us or contact us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
Boop, boop.
Awesome. Great. So, Tom, let's go ahead and jump into movie pick of the week.
Let's do this.
So, there are three movies coming out this week, big movies.
Sure, big movies, yeah.
Huge.
Last week was Underworld.
Underworld 25.
Underworld 25 with Kate Beckinsale, 57 years old.
She's still alive? She's still alive.
Right.
Still alive,
right.
And still looks like she's 20.
I don't
still,
get it.
Still, do you believe
I think
that
she's
was
a witch.
The sixth movie. Last week, Underworld, it was the sixth Underworld movie.
But that is, that's, okay, it's the sixth, but that's her third.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
I believe that's her third.
Levi is an Underworld specialist.
No, I'm not. But I do love my movie.
I got my ear to the ground with that.
But I do like my movies, and I think that...
that was
I thought she was in all of them.
A little much.
Crazy, right?
And she may not have even been in the second one. It may have
she was.
Been, she was.
Pretty sure she was.
So
yeah.
Speaking of movies that they make too many of, one of the movies that's coming out this week is Triple X,
yeah.
The Return of Xander Cage, or Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had the first Triple X come out, right? And then they had Triple X State of the Union that Vin Diesel was not present at for because he was mourning. I don't think he was mourning.
No, that was him.
Too soon.
Are you saying Paul Vin Diesel is tied into this plot to kill Paul Walker? What's going on here?
It was like his wife.
Was that like three or four years after that? Like, all
time?
That's how deep it goes. It goes really deep.
I'm going to leave that alone.
It's Illuminati, bro.
And so, they did, thank you. So now Vin Diesel has decided to return. So this, believe it or not, the Triple X third movie's coming out. Tom, have you seen any of the Triple X movies?
I saw the first one.
Did you enjoy it?
It was fun.
Did you watch, the second?
No.
I did not really dig the first one. If you don't know what it's about an X Games guy, right? And a special group.
Yeah.
Recruits him.
It's like terrorist group. So he's like, he works for the CIA or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Samuel Jackson. It's like, mother effer.
Yeah.
I need you to go do this.
They wanted someone that was crazy enough to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
John, have you seen the Triple X movies?
It's a reality show, right?
Yeah.
I think it's based on a reality.
Yeah.
It's a documentary, from my understanding.
No, I don't think it's a documentary.
Is that? You sure?
I think it's like Fast and the Furious with skateboards.
Yeah. I've seen the first one, and I thought it was kind of mediocre, so I passed on the second one. Thought it would be worse than mediocre.
With an Ice Cube in it.
And then I got
a couple more F-bombs in the movie.
Yeah.
So, this is another movie that I don't think they need. And speaking of more movies they don't need, 50 Shades Darker is also coming out this week, Leviticus.
I mean,
and I know how you like it. That also comes out this week.
I think I
saw it on your Amazon wish list. So,
ill for me on that. I'm not really.
Okay, but here, all right, for the new Triple X, did you notice a few bigger stars in it?
There's
as
a lot
well.
More, yeah.
That is interesting. I'm not going to say that it's going to be as good or.
So, who are the bigger stars in it, though?
Don't they have the guy that was in the Asian guy that was.
Hey, it's the only way I can explain it! Jeez!
No!
That would have been awesome!
The guy from
Rogue
One.
Donnie Ying.
I don't think he's
in
it. Yeah, he's in
it. He's in it. Samuel Jackson is back in it. Ice Cube is in it a little bit, I think, too.
I'm not saying that's going to help the movie
at
all.
But
here's the thing: is with those, they're going to get people that are going to get watching.
So, if you had to choose, would you rather go see 50 Shades Darker or Triple X?
Triple X
or slit your wrist?
Yeah. Take the third option. Isn't there some kind of like cartoon movie out? I'll go watch that. I'll just stay home and binge watch Bachelorette.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'd rather.
is there a hot poker to the eye option?
So there is a third movie coming out this week that it's not really a geek movie, but with our other choices, this kind of.
We'll take a left turn right here, folks.
Okay, let's.
No, just like we could talk about these movies. Then. We're gonna talk about this movie.
So I went to. We went to Rogue One, I believe it was, and I saw this movie trailer in the theater, and I literally started bawling my eyes
trailer.
Out. It might not have been Rogue One.
You are wrong.
It was a movie that I saw before Rogue One. Maybe you guys weren't with me.
Thank you.
Maybe
for
I saw it with
yourself.
Larry. Like, I was with Larry. Larry and I went to go see a movie, and I don't remember what movie it was, and this A Dog's Purpose trailer was in it, and I literally started sobbing in the movie theater. So if you don't know if you haven't seen the trailer is basically a dog narrating the trailer, right? And the dog is talking about having all these different lives. And so this dog gets reincarnated into a new dog's body. And so it's showing like a dog interacting with all of its humans, and it's showing like a dog dying. And then like Dennis Quaid is in the movie. So then it shows the dog interacting with Dennis Quaid as a grown-up man. And he, like, figures out a connection between the dog he has as a kid and this new dog. And I was literally sobbing in the movie theater. And my daughter was consoling me.
Dad, stop.
Stop, you're embarrassing
I'm
me.
Leaving.
Levi, did you get a chance to watch the trailer?
I did, and I saw it before you mentioned it to me.
Okay.
I actually saw it myself, too. It looks good. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that it's the same dog.
Yeah, that's a little weird. It's a weird concept.
It's a cute story. I like the thought of it. It's just like...
it's a little creepy, like a stalker dog.
Well, not really. It's just like to wrap my head around the fact that this one dog is 20 different dogs.
Yeah.
So, but it looks like it would still make me cry probably if I hadn't seen it. It does look
good.
Did
you tear up during the trailer at all?
No, I did not tear up during the trailer. But I did watch Logan after that just so I could tear up.
Yeah. The Logan you trailer. Want to feel the emotions again? I just want to feel the feels again. John, have you seen the trailer for Dog's Purpose?
Yeah, I have. And, I mean, kind of like Leviticus. I don't get it. I mean, I get that this one dog is kind of like reincarnated or whatever, but I don't know.
Didn't make it tear up
at all.
Yeah,
it's not going to get
me to tear up. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. If they... I don't know. I think I would be more interested in seeing it. I'll see it after the movies. I won't go to the theater.
You won't go to the theater with
me? I won't go to the theater. If they tied it into where it was one dog or something...
Yeah.
...that helped this
it
guy
is the
out...
Same, it's the same dog's soul. It's the same soul over and over again. One time he's a beagle... Next time he's a dachshund. The next time he's a pit bull with Michael Vick.
Okay, did they show this?
That took a twist.
Yeah, it did. I didn't catch it.
I don't like this life.
Sorry.
Didn't make you tear up at all, Tom?
No.
No. So I just need to take some more testosterone.
Maybe. I mean, what do you think?
It's just they're trying to like make a kid-friendly movie.
I still think it's going to be a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will.
And you
I
didn't
just that
give me the feels.
That well, no, I still had a little bit of the feels. Not enough to cry, obviously. But I just
cold heart.
I guess. Yeah. I just couldn't wrap my head around. It's like, wait a minute. So this
dog is
the same dog in 20 different dogs, probably in 20 different places of the world.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't get transferred to Vietnam or
yeah. And then in the trailer that I watched, it's a boy dog and then he's a
girl
dog. It's like, what in the world?
I'll wait for VHS.
There we go.
Been waiting a long time. If Revival came back, maybe VHS will come back.
Well, maybe.
You're not going to see it in the theater either, Tom?
No.
Alright. So it does, the dog's voice is Josh Gad. So I can't tell you what things Josh Gad was in. Do you guys know at all?
Frozen.
He wasn't Frozen.
He was Olaf.
Right?
Yeah.
He was Olaf. He looks like us. Is kind of what I think I'm
like
thinking of Josh Gad.
He's in the Book of Mormon, the stage show.
He's been
He's LaFoe in the Beauty and the Beast movie.
He is. You're correct. In the new Beauty and the Beast, which looks amazing, more and more that it comes out.
He's in a lot of random stuff too. It was there was one movie that looked
Pixels,
good with
Pixels, which I did not see.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah, he was in Pixels. I like Pixels. It was good. I saw it on for free on an airplane.
Huh.
So that's probably the only way I would consume it.
Right,
I'm not going
to
go
have to pay for it.
It wasn't his studio, though, was it?
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
Right.
Happy Madison?
I don't think it was Happy Madison, though.
But it was
the
whole
right
Madison
there.
Crew, though.
So,
weird.
Tom,
be weird
if,
it wasn't.
What if in A Dog's Purpose,
Adam
Sandler voiced one of the dogs? What would that sound like?
What would it sound like if Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Look at me, I'm a puppy, and I'm alive again. I was a dog, and I was a chihuahua. What's going on with me?
That was good. Thanks.
Well, I would see that movie.
I want to bet the kitty.
So we're all in agreement.
Shut up and take my money.
So we're all in agreement that we would rather see A Dog's Purpose than
Triple
X.
Yeah,
or
definitely. If I had to
choose. That's a perfect plane movie.
Yeah,
that,
I would
that's
agree.
Like, that's the perfect plane movie. Just like Pixels.
Yeah,
like you're flying on a plane. It's like, you know what? That you know, still can't wrap my head around the
you
whole
just start crying
soul
on a
thing.
Plane.
Yeah, scare the child next to you.
But I can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
Oh, excuse me, stewardess. Can I move seats? This young man is sobbing next to me.
I need headphones, please, and a hot towel.
So
to smother him.
The Dog's Purpose comes out on January 7th? I thought it was this week.
Well, 27th it said, I think.
Oh, well, it was that early, huh?
Now it's going to have to compete with the 12th edition of Resident Evil.
That's true. Screwed now. That's true. That's the theme for 2017. Movies you don't want to see.
Yeah, seriously.
One more, please. Wait, maybe not.
Go check it out in theaters if you want, or like John, just wait for it to come out on VHS, or wait to see it at Spirit Airlines. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV pick of the week.
Click, click. Let's watch some TV.
Yes. What are you binge watching?
What are you clicking, though? Like,
so,
like a remote.
This is a section of the podcast where we talk about things that we're binge watching on Netflix or maybe things that we've caught on local TV or whatever. Anything you're currently binge watching? And the last time we talked, you were watching Clone Wars.
I'm still watching that, but I also every once in a while I stopped to watch Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
I have also stopped to watch that. I am on the 4th episode right now. That came out about a week ago, I believe.
About a week, yeah.
If you're not familiar, are you guys familiar with Series of Unfortunate Events? Yeah. Lemony Snicket.
Crap happens.
That came out in the early 2000s. About some children who their parents die, and then there is a man called Count Olaf who is after their fortune, and all these bad things keep happening to these kids, and it's kind of like a giant mystery and a kind of like a spy movie,
yeah.
Like a spy show and spy book, and
the Baudelaires, bad things happen to him.
Yes,
you can turn away, but you want to keep watching.
That's perfect. So Tom just gave it away. Patrick Warburton is also in this.
He's
not familiar with Patrick Warburton.
He's awesome.
He was the Tick.
He's still a pretty good shape.
In the live action.
I love
version.
The Tick. The Tick was
he
awesome.
He was also David Putty in Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yep.
And he's a voice actor. He's done lots of different voices.
Joe from Bruce Family Guy. That's true. Kronk. Everybody loves Kronk.
Kronk. Joe from Family Guy, yep. So very deep voice, big guy. For me, he has
Cusco's
stolen.
Cusco's poison.
He has stolen the show.
Specifically
on
made
this.
For Cusco. Cusco's poison.
So he's still on the show. On the show, do you agree?
He does, because it's like they're not even paying it, like drawing attention to me. Like he's not there, but he's there.
So he plays Lemony Snicket. So in the overview of the show, he's basically narrating every single scene. So like scenes will be going on, and he'll just pop out of nowhere and just start talking, right, and narrating the scene and what's happening. And he's just being he's. It almost seems like he's playing like an investigator, right?
That's what it seemed like when the original movie came out. That's what it sounded like he was. Like he was typing up a report, a police file report.
I don't remember too much about the original movie. I think that came out like 2003, 2004.
It's been so long.
Jim Carrey was Count Olaf.
Which he did a good job.
Yeah, I like Jim Carrey's Olaf. It was cool. It was funny.
And this new version, Neil Patrick Harris is Count Olaf. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a very good job. It's very theatrical. He sings the opening song for the show.
Doesn't surprise me.
So Count Olaf is always chasing after the kids. So in the
show, he's very upfront about wanting their money.
Right.
Sure.
So he wants their fortune. So these kids are orphans because their parents died, but their parents are rich. So Count Olaf adopted them so he could get after their fortune. And so then as they keep going to different people, because he was considered unfit, he's following them and dressing up as different characters.
Because he's like the world's best, quote-unquote, best actor.
And he's just acting goofy and crazy and everything else. For me, the show is great so far. It's original. It's very Burton-esque.
Yeah.
It does have a
very
Tim Burton-y feel
tones.
To it. And it has Patrick Warburton. And it's, for me, that just makes, I just want to keep watching it just to see him at nonstop. There's 8 episodes total, I believe. So not too many.
Do they plan on doing another season?
They've got it, yeah.
I've heard something like they were planning on it.
There's several books in the series.
Yeah.
So I would assume they're planning on doing another season. But Netflix is releasing shows like crazy.
There's a lot of shows they're releasing. Almost every time I sign in, it's showing me a new Netflix original.
Right. And they're constantly putting, old shows on, like they got a new Anthony Bourdain show on now too. That Wild Chef show we talked about. They've got like a British investigative show that they've got on now too, a Netflix original. And then this year, believe it or not, The Defenders is still coming out. The Punisher is coming out, and Iron Fist is coming out. All 3 of those in 1 year. So Netflix is on a crazy roll. I myself will continue to watch Lemony Snicket. Are you going to keep watching?
I'm going to keep watching it.
So you recommend for people to totally check it out?
Yeah, I think it's funny and quirky.
What's been your favorite thing about it so far?
I kind of like Joan Cusack's character in it. She's
Joan
very
Cusack
like kinda,
is in it.
Yeah. Very quirky character.
She plays a judge.
Yeah.
And she's
just slightly off, and you're just like, you feel bad for her, because she's obviously so desperate.
She wants children really bad, so she's trying to create a relationship with the kids. So it's a very, it's awkward at times, too.
It's very awkward, like, it's like, very dreary, like, everybody is sad, and they're just like, kind of like...
Yeah. It's very original. It's definitely not repeating anything, it's following its own path. So I definitely do like it. Check it out on Netflix. That's the great thing about Netflix is it's not going to go away. So check. Neil Patrick Harris is great in it. Patrick Warburton is great in it. Have you guys started watching it at all, Levi or John?
I have been out of the loop on a lot of shows lately.
Yeah.
TV? What's TV?
Yeah.
John, you got Netflix? You binge watch anything?
I do have Netflix. Yeah, you know, I've been pretty happy with the Marvel.
Yeah.
The Marvel shows lately. I'm still hopeful for a Moon Knight show at some point in time.
That'd be really crazy. Cool. I thought I heard something about talk of a movie. I don't know quite sure. I don't know.
Heard something like that. TV show.
Small rumor.
I think Hopeful. Moon Knight would fit better in the Netflix series.
Yeah.
It could be much darker.
Yeah.
Than movies can go.
But, you know, Taboo on FX is a fantastic show.
I keep on seeing the trailers and I'm like, I wonder.
That's
Tom
Hardy.
Tom Hardy, yeah, he produces it as well.
So is this an original series, or is it based off a book? Or
it's a FX original series.
Okay.
He's, you know, the kind of the premise is Tom Hardy is he was in the British Army, spent some time there, kind of went AWOL, hopped on a slave ship, headed to Africa, did some kind of strange things in Africa.
Okay.
Got into mysticism while he was down there. And his dad went mad, you know, back in England, and, you know, abruptly died.
Okay.
He returned home to, you know, for his dad's funeral. And his dad, in the will, left him a piece of land, like in the Vancouver area, which at that time is undeveloped.
Yeah, okay.
This is like in the 1800s at some point in time.
Okay.
And, you know, both Britain and the United States really want this land. I mean, this is going to be a big shipping corridor. You know, but Tom Hardy's character, he knows this. He's a smart guy. And he's not going to relinquish it. So it's about him wanting to build a shipping empire in this, what is, undeveloped area.
Okay.
And it kind of has a mysticism...
Interesting
to it, it's a really cool concept, and
he seems just, like a badass in it.
He is a real badass too. He has some like really wicked tats and then stuff like that. So just really diving into that in a new on HBO.
That's good too.
I haven't even watched the first episode, but I'm.
Is that actually about the Pope?
No, Jude Law
stars
as the first American Pope.
He's a British man.
He's
being the first American Pope.
Interesting.
He's the first American Pope. He's a young guy. He's looking to shake things up.
Neat. That sounds cool, too. I want to watch that show to see if the Taboo one, to see if Tom Hardy's like, you've been blacklisted, you know.
You think the British are coming? I haven't seen the Britain since I was already a man.
I rule Vancouver. Once the United States takes over, you have my permission to die.
All right, so check out Taboo. John, I'm going to check that out totally, John.
Yeah, definitely.
And check out A Series of Unfortunate Events, and then maybe the American Pope show.
American Pope.
I want to see a Pope from America. Maybe it's Donald
played
Trump.
By a British
man.
It's
American
Pope.
American Pope.
I'm the new Pope, okay? I'm going to be the greatest Pope you've ever seen.
You can ask
Believe me.
Believe me, I'm very big fan of the British Pope.
You can ask the Bishop Sean Hannity.
I'm going to be a better Pope than fucking Hillary.
Okay. Yeah. First thing I'm going to do is
my hands are just
fine.
Pope doesn't need big hands.
What am I supposed to do with my hands?
Have you seen the recent? There's a YouTube video Donald Trump.
The accordion.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You don't realize how much
he's hands back and forth all the time, so somebody put an accordion.
You don't realize how goofy your hand movements are until you put an accordion in there.
So we're going to go ahead and break down, Tom, and go to the portion of the show ran by you.
Me?
Yes. And Tommy's comic pick of the week.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't have one. No, I'm just joking. I didn't read it.
I did read something, and I think it's really cool. So last week, with the new DC Universe Rebirth, they're doing a lot of old stories redone in this new universe, but they're actually doing a lot of like tie-in stories too. So like a couple weeks ago, they started doing like Justice League versus Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Some other, like, because it's like this whole universe literally opened up. So now, the one I read was really interesting and really cool. It's called Justice League versus Power Rangers.
Oh, what? And is it, yeah. Is it produced by DC,
it's
too?
A DC comic and Boom Comics combined together to write it.
Nice.
So it's actually a really cool comic.
Did you pick that up when we went to Darkseid?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wait,
so,
yes.
So does it follow the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
It is the original Mighty Morphin. So it's actually like the same teenagers from the original Mighty
Jason,
Morphin. Jason, Zach, Trini. Billy, Trini, and Kimberly.
Nice.
And Tommy. Tommy's there too.
Okay.
So I can, because they don't really have Power Ranger comics, right?
They do.
They do.
They have a current run in Boom Comics.
Boom. Yeah.
I think they're on the 11th one.
Yeah, have you been picking those up?
Yeah.
I read the first one, and it was pretty good.
Okay. So basically, do you want me to go over and break down? All right, so the premise is, it starts off where, you know, the Power Rangers are in, they're in Zordon's lair, and everything's going okay, and just fine. Well, actually, it starts off, like, in the future. They're, like, standing outside this, it's like, this is Angel Grove, the home of the Power Rangers, population of blah, 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 or so it was. And then next thing you see is this big crater, and all the Power Rangers, like, standing on a ridge. And you see, like, Zach on his knees. He's like, it's all my fault. It's all my fault. Superman's there. It's like, it's not your fault.
Superman's there. Okay.
So that's how it starts. And it kind of goes, zoops back in time. So basically how it starts is, so they're all in Zordon's lair, just hanging out. And Zordon's like, can't find Alpha 5. We all need you to split up, go look for Alpha 5. So he teleports them out. They all look for Alpha 5.
Rangers! Rangers!
Sorry,
they better do that, the Power Rangers. Right? That's all I'm saying.
You know they won't. If they screwed up Krang, they're going to screw up Alpha 5.
Screwed up Krang. Go, the Power Rangers! So they all split up, and ends up, you follow Zach, and Zach's the one who actually finds Alpha, and he has, like, this big hole in his chest, and he's, like, sparking, he's like, and he's like, let me take you back to the base. And so they get him back to the base, he's like, Alpha, Zordon, there's something wrong with Alpha, and Zordon's like, that's not Alpha. And he's like, well, what do you mean? It is Alpha. He's kind of melting or something, what's going on here? It's like, that's not Alpha, get him out, and then he blows up.
So I know it's gonna be Martian Manhunter.
No, that would be crazy. But so he blows up and it like blasts a hole in Zordon's lair, and then all of a sudden, boom! There's Zed and the Putties. So they're coming. Okay. They've reached the thing. They're trying to get to Zordon, and so apparently it turns out that Zed made a fake Alpha and put a bomb in it, and so they breached it. Zach's fighting them. He's got a concussion. He's not doing well. And he's like, I gotta get him out of here. So he goes to that, grabs Zed, puts him in the teleporter, and Zordon's like, wait, no, the teleporter's broken. And then teleport, zoop. And so they're flipping, and then all of a sudden, Zach wakes up in Gotham.
Oh, cool.
So he's in Gotham in front of Batman, and then he's like, what? What's going on? Who are you? He's like, what do you mean? What's going on here? And he's like, you're one of Zed's bad guys. And Batman's like, what?
You're Bruce Wayne.
No. Oh, no. What?
Until he meets Kimberly, and he's like,
you want to know my secret identity? You look like Rachel. So he's like, you're one of Zed's guys. And he, like, attacks him. He's like, you're confused. And he starts attacking Batman. And Batman, like, puts him down. And he's like, I'm going to need some help here. And then all of a sudden you see zoop, 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 zoop. The rest of the Power Rangers teleport. And they show up and they start beating up Batman. And Batman's like, I need help. There's these enhanced. They're super strong. And they're super fast. And I can't fight them. And they're like, he's like getting a telecommunicator. He's like, well, I'm in Ohio and I'm in Iowa. So what? Like, obviously like the other, the Avengers. So they're fighting Justice League. All of a sudden you see this like red flash.
Okay.
And like he disarms them. And then the last thing it shows before like the thing closes up, you see like Kimberly like pulling out her little thing. And you see the pterodactyl coming through a giant portal,
That's
grabs
cool.
the Batmobile, and you see, like, we're going to need help. There's a giant pink pterodactyl thing going off of Batman.
That's how it ends.
That sounds pretty awesome. So they only come out with that one episode.
That's the first one. It's a six-part series, I think.
Okay. So that's the first one. I thought the cover of this one had... the cover of this one had Trini on it, didn't it?
Yes.
Trini and Green Lantern was the cover of this one.
Well, there's variants. They have variants. When this came out, each one had a different variant. So there was a Power Ranger and a Justice League member, and they had six different ones for each Power Ranger. So there was like Kimberly and Batman. I want to say Jason and Wonder Woman. I think it was Trini and Green Lantern. And there was like Cyborg and Billy, things like that. So that was cool. I got like the different variant that had like a hand drawn kind of look to it. I thought it was cool.
Nice. So you're definitely gonna start collecting.
I definitely want that one. That seems like a cool series. I'm curious where they're going with
it. Is it like a short series or are they gonna be ongoing?
I think it said it looked like a six parter. I think is what
six
it was.
Six parter.
Because another thing I forgot to mention in the series, like Zach's like, no, Zed's with me. He came through too, so I don't know where he is. So they have to find Zed.
Zed's in Gotham
and fight the Justice League at the same time.
So it seems very similar to the Ninja Turtles and Batman One we read, right? Where the Ninja Turtles got shot into Gotham, and then they had to end the portal, and then all the dirt, and then Shredder came through, and Shredder teamed up with everybody.
That was an awesome
series.
That was
a sweet little miniseries.
I like that
series. It definitely seemed very similar to that, for sure.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
You have to let me borrow one of those books and check it out, for sure. So, Power Rangers, and Justice League, DC Comics, and boom, you can pick it up. Probably any comic book and mortar.
Go to your local comic book store, I'm sure. Hopefully they still got copies.
You can definitely get it online or Comixology, but support your local brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And go to one of those comic book stores and for sure pick that up. That sounds good, Tom.
It's pretty cool.
I was on the fence of whether or not to read that, so I think I'm definitely going to.
Most of the ones that, like, I don't know, not just DC, but a lot of like those boom, like even the smaller ones are making like really good story arcs, so they're doing a good job.
Nice. Good. So hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food!
Oh, I love this segment. Gonna fill up my mind tummy.
Your mind tummy. So, I've been watching, you guys know me, I'm always reading about food stuff, reading new articles, or I am
I don't know any other country where they just watch food shows all the time.
I just watch food shows constantly.
It's just that's like what you do in America.
The home network. You know.
So last week I wanted
another
to
thing. Countries you don't just watch shows about building houses and selling houses.
I told you, Fixer Upper is like the best show out of anything. I love that show.
It's not a food show though, Levi.
No, it's not.
Are they fixer upping a gingerbread house? So then I'll
but
be interested.
He does eat. Chip eats cockroaches sometimes, if that counts.
On a fixer
what?
Upper show,
just for funsies.
I've not seen that on there.
There's a couple times. There's a couple times where
does he go? Put it in my mouth.
No, I wish you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got my letters.
And that's an unlikely pair there, Chip and Joanna.
I know.
Somehow it works.
But it works. I think they're the greatest
like half
couple.
The weird, like they did that on purpose. Like, we gotta get these two weirdos together.
Yeah.
They're not really houses. Married. Yeah, it's like, it was set up.
Sign this contract,
this
put this ring on,
and
let's go.
Hot Asian chick, just throw them
together. Yeah, pretty much.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Put this ring on, sign here.
Just so happens they had kids and they had a company. But
this week on Deep Fried Geeks, Fixer Upper.
Okay.
All right.
The story
I've never seen the show. It's probably one of those house shows like Trading Spaces or something, right?
It's
not really.
They fix up houses for people.
Okay. Yeah. And
it's actually really, you would like it actually.
Move that Winnebago.
No, move that Batmobile.
Winnebago.
I want them to move it one day and the house just burnt down.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That would be funny.
This episode of Always Sunny in Philly where they ransack some like poor Mexican family's house and they try to fix it up, but in the end they literally like they move that bus and they're like it's all burned down. Like, what does every Mexican girl want at her house? A taco. Yeah. So we're gonna make a bed, so they make a bed for it that's shaped like a taco. Oh, I love that show.
That's the greatest show.
So, you're talking about Winnebago, and my mind immediately went to Spaceballs.
Yeah.
And now I can't think of the lead character's name.
Rick Moranis?
No,
well, the guy who plays the Han Solo type character.
Oh, crud.
And this Rick Moranis is like,
is
I know that Winnebago.
And
it's Lone Star! There we go. We both got it at the same time.
Wow.
So, the whole time you guys were talking about Winnebago, I'm trying to think of his name.
What is that? Rick! Yogurt, what's his name?
Alright, so I was watching some food TV this week, and
our super secret topic.
A super secret food topic. So something came up, and I thought it was very interesting and intriguing. So do you guys, if you guys had to guess, what would you think that sumo wrestlers eat to get large?
To get large?
Eggs, like to get fat, right? Because when you think of sumo wrestlers, you think of, quotation marks,
the first thing,
right?
I thought of, I don't know why. Have you ever seen The Replacements? It's a football movie.
Yeah.
What's his name? And they get a sumo wrestler to play one of the linemen on the team.
I remember that.
And he just inhales a huge thing of eggs.
Oh.
So that's why I said
eggs. So you think eggs?
Probably not, but eggs.
Yeah, what would you think they eat? Do you think
they just go to like a Circle K or something with a big gulp and fills it with like lard?
And Powerade. Straight lard?
Lard and Powerade. He's got I'm just saying, he's an athlete,
I want to get a liter.
Think they have super gulps in
their hand? I want to get a liter of lard.
A liter of lard? A liter of cola lard?
John,
and maple syrup?
Does this look like spit to you?
Do you have any guess of what you think a sumo wrestler would eat?
I love the spit.
Domino's?
Domino's. Domino's is great. We love Domino's.
I like Domino's.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Domino's every once in a while.
Pizza's pizza.
There's a difference.
It's like literally a whole plate of garbage.
I'll tell you this.
Tell Matteo's pizza that.
I'll tell you.
I don't know what that
is.
Tell
Matteo's in Northport just closed.
Yeah, they just closed that.
Was it bad? Was bad.
I think it depends on my time of day. Domino's? John's maybe?
So you
Little
just,
Caesars?
Pizza so sumo wrestlers just eat 12 pizzas a day? So I would always think that they would just eat...
Or
like
a whale.
Unhealthy food, right?
A small
you always
whale.
Think they're eating unhealthy
but
food.
But no, they actually eat...
They do not. They eat a food that's called chunkanobi.
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 That sounds like... like Jabba the Hutt trying to
Chunkanobi.
It's like fat Obi-Wan.
So what they do is they eat this food 2 times a day. So during the day they're eating 10,000 calories a day.
Chunkanobi?
Crazy, right? So it's either they eat their diet consists of some sushi, like fish, like sashimi, a bunch of rice, like 4 to 5 bowls of rice a day, and then beer. And Chunkanobi. So,
Chunkanobi
is a dish that contains dashi or chicken broth soup base, wasaki or mirin to add to flavor. The dish is not made according to a fixed recipe and often contains whatever is available to the cook. Most of the time, the bulk of it, large quantities of protein sources. So usually it has chicken in it with the skin left on, fish, tofu, and sometimes meatballs.
I just picture like... A sushi chef is like, what am I going to do with all this junk left on the tray? Oh, no, Chunkanobi.
Someone just laying under the table, just scraping it into his mouth. Put it in my chunky
chunk. When one gets full, they just throw another one underneath.
Forklift comes in.
And then it has a bunch of vegetables in it, like daikon, bok choy, carrots.
I love bok choy.
While considered reasonably healthy, the dish in its own right, chunkanobi, is very protein-rich and usually served in mashed quantities with beer and rice. So what they do is they all take turns cooking every day.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these sumo wrestlers in Japan, they live in kind of a commune, like monks do.
Hopefully a one-story, because I think it's a multiple.
So what they do is they
That's
wake
part
up,
of their training, is they've got like a set of four on each corner that just... Hold it up while the rest of them are up top.
I can hope for no bunk beds.
Laundry duty.
I want lots of laundry. So what they do is they wake up at 6 in the morning. They work out for about 6 hours. They don't eat breakfast or anything. So they work out from like 6 a.m. to like 11 or noon. And then what they do is they go into this big main hall and they have chunkanobi. So they all sit and they have a big pot. So it's a big pot of broth. And then they have other meats and stuff. So what they do is they keep adding stuff to it. So they start with the main broth and the main ingredients, but then they have raw ingredients next to it, and the pot's on the stove and it's constantly boiling.
So it's like Japanese Wendy's.
So then they Wendy's. Keep putting... Yeah, so... But chunkanobi is a Japanese stew, is technically what it is.
Yeah, like Japanese Wendy's.
Japanese Wendy's.
They just throw everything in the chili.
Hey,
so what they do
meat.
Is this stew is constantly changing flavors. But these guys will eat, like... 7-8 bowls of the stew. And so what they do is they get done eating Chunkanobi, and then they go and they take a 3-hour nap, and then they wake up and they work out again for like another 6 hours that day, and then they eat Chunkanobi again, and then they go to bed. So their life is just constant cycle of eating and sleeping.
Eating, sleeping, and wrestling.
Right.
Yeah. What a weird lifestyle.
And slapping each other. So Chunkanobi is also a popular restaurant food. So what they've done is they've opened these Chunkanobi chains in Japan where normal Japanese people can go. I don't know why I did quotation marks and I said
they're not
Japanese people. For those of you who can't see through the microphone, he just did
air quotes.
It was not normal. And so what they do then is they have these restaurants.
So just assume it warriors.
And they do. They have. So they do.
Wait, so I just put on track. Here. I just thought of something. Hold on, I'm gonna keep us off track. Sorry.
That's our job. What am I here for?
Sumo wrestler Power Rangers.
Yeah. So, John, put this in your article that my main job is to control these two.
For the most part. Yes. Yep. For the most part.
So, at the restaurant, they all sit down, and it's kind of like you have like Japanese steakhouses here. So, at the restaurant, they invite people to sit down, and they have the big pot.
I just started thinking about the Power Rangers Super Wrestlers. They have fat dinosaurs.
And a really big sumo megazord. Just charges them. And eats them.
So, these restaurants first opened up in 1937 in Japan, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. So, wow. Sumos eat 10,000 calories a day to keep up their size.
I just picture they also throw like loser sumos in there too. Like if you're just like a terrible record, you go in the Chunkanobi.
We cut you up. Chunkanobi is people. And so in some of these Chunkanobi restaurants, because you get so tired because you eat so mass amounts, they have like little hotels connected to them, beds? And they can go and take naps and stuff.
Oh, dude, I could totally like. Oh, I'm surprised other restaurants don't have that because
I'm surprised they haven't done that in America.
Yeah,
right. Buffets, like little nap Chunkanobi
buffet lofts where you go upstairs, like, nap, and you come back down. You've been here for an hour. Yeah. Okay, go back, take a nap, come back next
round
for an hour.
Round two.
Yeah, or just like a loft area where you can relax, maybe take a 15-20 minute nap with some TV, maybe a video game. Why not? Hey, let's open a place. Let's do it.
I think it sounds like a good idea.
Let's go.
So something I want to tell you guys, I've made a decision, okay? I want to become a sumo wrestler because I just want to eat all day, hug naked men, and sleep. And then I can also, I'm also always wearing a diaper so I can poop in the diaper. That sounds like the life, right?
Yeah. We're going to hose you down.
I'm not being true.
I ain't cleaning you. That's all I need.
You guys want to become a sumo wrestler?
Yeah, I'll pass on that. For that.
Well, they're not they're completely naked men.
So if we open this restaurant, do we have to dress like sumo wrestlers?
We could. We could serve the food that way. All of our servers are just heavyweight men in sumo gear.
Chunkanobi!
And then every once in a while they wrestle each other.
And that's all you say. Like when you go back to ask if they need a drink refill, or just Chunkanobi!
What's on the menu?
Chunkanobi. What is that? Chunkanobi! I don't get it. What? Just throw a pot right in the middle of the table.
So... do you guys think you could eat the same dish every single day?
Every day?
No. There's no way I could.
No. What if it was tacos?
A taco chunk?
We know. I could eat tacos every day.
So, John, you think you could eat tacos every single day, two times a day?
A lot of it, too. It's not just like a little bit. You have to go all in.
I think I could for a while. But I would.
Yeah, is that like eating like a crunch pack or like a variety pack of tacos?
Yeah, you're basically just at the 12 pack of tacos.
Yeah, yeah. Do I get the cool ranch?
I might be able to do that.
You gotta eat that. Go work out. Yeah. Take a nap. Eat that
different
again.
Different types of meat.
Yeah. Do you think? How about you, Tom? You could probably eat chicken dumplings.
That's just a big bowl of it.
Oh, man.
Go do my wrestling and then come back with a big bowl of chicken dumplings.
Master Tom. Dubby's made you Chunkanobi.
Dumbanobi.
That's a callback. Dumbanobi.
Mr. Tom.
Where
did Dumbanobi go? He's in my folds.
Dharma could not breathe. Dharma could not breathe.
Tommy wanted to find a warm place.
I told him there was a sock in there.
He just jumped in. Tommy likes sumo wrestler and Master Tom. Would you like some more chocolate?
The large
warm
version of Narnia just disappears. A whole new world.
So I don't think I could eat the same thing every day over and over. But my other question is, how about that routine of just sleeping and eating?
Sleep, eat, exercise, nap, eat, exercise. It's almost like a monk life.
It's a sacrifice, right? It's a lot more intensive than I thought it was going to be. And it is a total monk life.
And they're very, they're, high class, too. So they're, really looked up to.
Can you imagine the amount of humidity in the bunks? I mean, heavy breathing.
Man sweat. There's apnea mask.
You go into the room and the wall's just dripping. You're like, that's a lot of moisture. No, that's sweat.
Every bunk has an apnea mask.
Chunkanobi gets a sleep apnea.
Sponsored by Febreze.
The thing is the sumo wrestlers aren't fat. It's all muscle.
They're pretty. There's a lot of muscle under those men. They're 600-800 pounds, and they can still haul their own weight around, lift each other up. They're big men.
And what's the application process to be a sumo wrestler?
Eat this!
Now go run! It doesn't necessarily seem all that appealing, but obviously.
You gotta be big man.
Show me your belly!
Well, the thing is, I was doing some more research, and if you watch some of these videos, you don't even have to be fat. There's these skinny white guys doing sumo and stuff in Japan, and it's what the. You see this big, typical sumo guy, and he's and then you see the skinny white guy trying to push him.
You think of
MMA,
where, you've got different weight classes and stuff like that. I mean, that's probably the case, same thing with sumo wrestling.
Okay, different weight classes, you think?
I would assume
so. They have very fat.
I have no clue, but I'm just throwing stuff out there. Producer!
Large Chunkanobi.
Beluga class.
Extra large Chunkanobi.
I would like a little dust dish, chunka chunka nobi.
I just want a little chunkanobi. I think the appeal about chunkanobi is why they can eat it every day though. It's because it's always changing. So it said that it's never the same. So it starts with the bases and has sake, but you could always add different
things.
So it's kinda throwing a piece of chicken in a ramen noodle.
Right. Yeah. And you can do the fancy ramen where you add the egg.
Today we're
going to
use the beef broth packet.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Oh, I got some Cheetos.
Throw some Cheetos.
That's our version of chunkanobi. It's got bacon. Today we're going to have Cheetos.
I got some shrimp. I'm going to throw these little bitches in the pot.
Gotta be bacon.
Another callback. Check.
Bacon.
Bacon and bitches, chunkanobi. Bacon, bitches is what I call shrimp.
He loves them little shrimp.
So would you guys try Chunkanobi?
I'll try American.
I would try our own
Chunkanobi with rice, water, bacon.
There's a recipe online where you can make it.
Steak, carne asada.
Carne asada.
It's a little bit of everything that we like in there.
Bacon,
beer.
We need to just make
Five Geeks Chunkanobi.
Yeah, each one of us need to make a dish of our heritage and just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a Chunkanobi food truck?
There you go.
That'd be sweet.
Now I just picture a beer tap outside the truck.
Just put the chunkanobi in my mouth. Just open the tap. It's chunky but so good.
Sponsored by Campbell's. Chunky chunkanobi.
Hey Tom, guess what?
What?
Geek news.
Super ready for this.
Can I throw something in there
with
food?
Oh yeah, go for it.
Quick before we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Back it up.
We were recently at Tijuana here recently.
Tijuana.
Okay.
And they got a
Tijuana rounds?
Tijuana flats.
Tijuana
flats.
Curves? They're flat. Okay.
They're flat.
Okay.
Anywho, so they recently have it's called the Hangover Wake Up or something like that. And it's a chorizo burrito.
Oh, okay.
And they actually, while we were there, I didn't get it, but they actually came around and actually
they sausage and eggs.
Samples.
Oh, if they put
sausage,
eggs on it, that'd be good.
And I forget what else, jalapenos in it. It was actually really freaking good.
Sounds good. So it's like a breakfast burrito.
Almost, yeah. Yeah, and I think it's called the Hangover Wake Up.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, and see, and the thing that's annoying about that is Tijuana Flats closes at like 8 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can go there when you have a hangover or you're drunk and eat this awesome burrito. Because whenever I try to go to Tijuana Flats, it's always closed.
Yeah, the last few times it was closed.
Every single time we're like, oh, let's go to Tijuana Flats for a movie. And it closes at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Tijuana Flats is delicious. So.
Jerks.
It is good.
So we need to try that. We can make a Tijuana Flats Chunkanobi.
There we go.
Some chimichangas in the Chunkanobi.
So, thank you for adding.
Yeah, sorry.
That's good. I'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
So, geek news, Tom.
Geek news, Matt.
Do you follow Twitter at all?
Very rarely do I find myself a lot tweeting.
So, one of the things that is crazy right now in the tweets is Donald Trump is a Twitter madman.
Is it really him? Because he's got to be paying someone.
I don't think so. I think it's him. You guys ever see the Iron Sheik's Twitter account?
No.
It reminds me of the Iron Sheik's Twitter account. It's always so random. And like, Iron Sheik, he's an old wrestler, right? Like, a news story will come out about Hulk Hogan, and he'd be like, oh, I love Hulk Hogan. He's the fucking man. And, like, that's all he tweets about. Right? And so that's why, Donald Trump is like, just anytime somebody makes fun of him, he's tweeting about it.
He snaps back at
it. So, like, SNL, he had a tweet about that. Meryl Streep, and she called him out on the Golden Globes, and he had a tweet about that.
The whole, like,
so,
the show that they went to, where they, like, stood up at the end of the show and, like, did this whole monologue to Donald Trump. He, like, tweeted back about that, like,
professional. Hamilton.
Yeah,
and Hamilton, and he got all mad about that. So this guy's tweeting
major presidential
75 times a day, and the thing that's annoying, and maybe you can speak for the press community, John, is that all the news and press, all the news is Donald Trump tweets. That's all they talk about.
Oh, he's president.
So I don't. Yeah. So do you guys write about Donald Trump's tweets in the newspaper, John?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that. I mean, he's trying to delegitimize us, you know, the news people.
He is, for sure.
I mean, we, you know, for the most part, most news agencies try to put out, you know, legitimate news content, and, you know, he's, you know, on a daily basis taking stabs at our profession.
Constantly, all the time.
And, at the same time, I mean, he's, tweeting false information.
Yeah. So
without any sort of
you mean Trumpized information?
Yeah, without any sort of documentation to back up what he's talking about. So I think that he's just kind of propagandizing. That's not even a word, but he's just
it's a Trumpagandizing.
He's just like further promoting his agenda without any sort of.
He is for sure, and it's crazy because it's like it's almost taken over like the TV news, like CNN. I watch, it's all about Trump's tweets constantly because the guy's just a crazy lunatic supervillain. So what happened was another celebrity basically came out. Trump had tweeted about New Year's. I should have pulled it up, but New Year's tweet was like, Happy New Year's to all my enemies that lost bitterly. I love winning and beating you, and you keep talking crap about me, love. Right? And he said this thing that like, I think try to pull up that tweet, Trump's New Year's tweet, and we can read it.
It sounds so warm and fuzzy.
It was very.
Makes me feel happy to be an American.
My heart is melting.
So what happened was somebody tweeted and was like, "That sounds like a tweet that the Joker would tweet out before he released a bunch of killer bees on the Gotham."
Yeah.
So and he tagged Mark Hamill in it. So Mark Hamill was smiling. Like, oh my gosh! Bees. So what Mark Hamill did is he was like, you know what? I'm going to take this idea and run with it. So now Mark Hamill is starting to, who's the voice of the Joker, like I think we all know.
The most famous
the
voice.
The most famous.
Yeah.
He is reading Donald Trump's tweets now in the Joker voice. And it's absolutely amazing.
I heard about that.
So if you get time, make sure you look that up, because he reads the New Year's Eve tweet in the Joker voice.
And
then
it's chilling, really.
Yeah, and it's super, super chilling. Were you able to find that New Year's Eve tweet?
Yeah, so he said, Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do. Love.
Right.
Exclamation.
So, can I see your phone real quick?
Yeah.
So what I thought we would do is Tommy Two Stars has a Mark Hamill Joker impersonation.
Yeah.
So look up Mark Hamill's tweets because he did like read six of them, and it's really great. But the next best thing to having Mark Hamill in the room with us doing the Joker voice for you.
No,
okay. He's not
here. He's waiting. I got Tommy there for a minute.
So Tom's going to do his Joker impersonation and read the Donald Trump.
You want me to do it? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Happy New Year to all, including my many enemies, those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do. Love.
That was pretty perfect.
When Mark Hamill did, he's like, love. And I was like,
he did.
Yeah, I also see Trump as being kind of like a Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. So if you can incorporate
so
that,
Sean Hannity is a Smithers.
Do you have a Mr. Burns impersonation?
Not really.
I don't think you do.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So definitely check out Mark Hamill reading those tweets. Follow Mark on Twitter, too, because it's very entertaining.
Have you been watching the show here recently?
Oh,
where
his show he's got...
Yeah, and what channel is it on?
What? Who show?
Pop Culture Quest, I think it's called, something like that.
Maybe online I can find it.
Because it's on AMC.
AMC, really?
I think it's on AMC, yeah.
But
and Mark Hamill's going out and he's getting geek searching
people
geek.
That have collections and
right.
stuff like
Ooh.
That. Here recently I saw online where somebody actually got the original lightsaber from Return of the
Jedi.
Oh,
yeah, and he was like, oh, I remember.
And
he's like, I found it.
Emotional and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, really cool.
So definitely, Mark Hamill's amazing. Other geek news. Did you guys hear that Peter Dinklage got cast in Avengers Infinity Wars?
Yes, I did.
That's crazy, right? So I would say at this point, Peter Dinklage is probably the most famous little person in the world.
Yep, I can say that.
He has really taken off. The first thing I remember seeing him in is Elf.
Elf, yeah.
That's the first thing I remember. Mm. And then he's done Game of Thrones since then.
Yeah,
he's done a lot.
He's done a lot.
He was
in
X-Men. He was a Boulevard Trask.
Yeah,
he was in X-Men. Yep. So
he's really good. He's a really good actor.
His voice is just, it commands power.
And he can be funny.
He can play funny very well.
Yeah, he can
so
be funny.
Do you guys have anybody, they haven't released who he's cast as. Do you guys, there is a rumor going around that for me this would be amazing, and the only person, the perfect, is MODOK.
I read that too, and I thought that would be pretty cool.
So if you don't know MODOK is the big floating head. With the little arms and the little
mental
legs.
Organism designed only for conquest.
Oh,
or
that
killing.
Was good. See, that's why
on.
I keep you around, because I didn't remember what it stood for. Do you know his origin story?
Yes, I read it. It was like this normal, like, everyday dude, and they were doing, AIM was doing experiments on just, like, average people to make them smarter, so they got, I forgot the dude's name, so they got him, brought him in, augmented him, made him smarter, and then he wanted to be smarter, so he started changing himself, and he became like half robot, half man, and now he's like this weird big
and
head.
He's a huge Avengers villain.
Yep.
So I think MODOK would be really cool, and there's this also character they thought maybe he'd play, which is, I forget the name of it, but he's like Thanos' lackey. He's like a small little guy. But for me, I think MODOK would be perfect. Do you guys all agree with that?
I think MODOK would be better, because he has that kind of, again, that voice that's very...
Right. So this puts Peter Dinklage in elite status. There's only a certain amount of people who have been in two superhero movies, right? You've got
Chris Evans.
You got Chris Evans, Will Smith,
Ryan Reynolds.
Because he's Ryan Reynolds. That's all I can think of right now. So not very many, but now Peter Dinklage. Oh, Ben Affleck too. Yep, Batfleck. And Daredevil, unfortunately. Darefleck. And so now you have Peter Dinklage. So I'm super excited. I think that casting is awesome. Other geek news. I know Tom and Levi are big gamers. Did you guys see the Injustice 2 trailer?
Yes,
I did. I didn't see
John, are you a gamer at all? Did you see that trailer?
I'm not. I'm not a big gamer.
Okay. So, Injustice is a video game, which is a fighting video game.
It's the same creators behind Mortal Kombat.
Right.
Oh.
And what they do is they take the DC universe.
Finish him.
And so, it follows a big storyline with the DC universe.
Yep.
So, the first one was kind of like an alternate universe where Superman is like evil, right? And then so it kind of combines
the two
universes. I thought it
was like the Joker
universes.
Blew up something, so Superman like went on revenge or something.
In an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a second universe, like third Earth or something, and that's going on. And then the two universes kind of collide, and then you get a fight.
It looks good.
That was the first one. So now the second one, they released that Darkseid is going to be in it. Did y'all like the trailer?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I saw a lot of the screenshots. They look really cool. With like they showed like Knight Robin and
right. The gameplay for me looked really cool. The trailer itself just was confusing. Like I didn't quite grasp what the storyline they're going at for is.
Yeah, I mean, well, there wasn't even any monologue, was there?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
So
there's a lot of music and, like, these weird, like, they got these suits after a while, like, now, well, I have a suit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, look at my suit.
All different, like, robot suits or something.
All of a sudden.
But having Darkseid in it's huge.
Yeah.
And Supergirl is in this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys know when that game comes out?
I don't.
I think it's rather soon, next couple of months.
It's pretty
soon. I don't remember seeing that release date.
So check out that trailer online if you're a big Injustice fan. Injustice really kind of spawned a comic book. They have an Injustice comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that they got a lot of the ideas for the new Justice League movie from Injustice. And Batman v Superman kind of played off of Injustice as well. A lot of similarities. So, another casting news. Woody Harrelson got cast in the Solo Han Solo movie.
The Solo.
Solo movie. He's going to be playing...
May 16th.
May 16th. I thought it was like April or May. That's when Injustice 2 comes
out.
Cool. He is playing a kind of mentor for Han Solo.
Interesting.
Woody Harrelson's
not
a
released
great
yet
actor.
Who's playing, though, right? It's still.
They didn't
sure.
say his name. Woody did an interview where he said he was just kind of playing a mentor for Han Solo.
Which
and then Donald Glover.
A bunch of different things.
Yeah. And Donald Glover is Lando Calrissian, too, young Lando. So, do you guys like that casting?
That's a good casting.
I think with casting him, it seems like they're going to go more down a comedy route, right?
I think so, because he's a comedian.
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not with Han Solo? I mean.
What was your guys' favorite Woody Harrelson performance? Like, you got any movies that really stands
out? I love Zombieland.
White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump, yeah.
That was solid.
Bringing it back.
For me, it would be Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
I think he was great.
I can agree with that.
So, I think it's good news for the movie to have a big star like Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. He's also, he's having a comeback because he's also in the,
War for the Planet of the Apes?
War for the Planet of the Apes movie coming out. Yeah, that's coming out. He's also in that as well. So, that's good news for Woody Harrelson. And then, we talked about the Defenders coming out. Entertainment Weekly had a magazine release this past week with the Defenders on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you open up, it has a huge spread, and it has high-res pictures of we're seeing Jessica Jones and Matt Murdock interacting for the first time.
Nice.
We're seeing there's a picture of Iron Fist and Luke Cage interacting. So check out those high-res images, because that's super exciting, too. And so the big spread in the book is a big picture of them, like, all sitting on, like, the back of a
like
semi
a,
or something.
It looks like an ambulance, some kind of truck where it's, like, graffiti on the back says Defenders.
Yeah.
Right? It's a cool pick.
Super, super, super cool pick.
Boop,
awesome.
Boop, boop. Pew, pew. We need Iron Fist, and then we can have our Defenders.
Yes, Iron Fist is coming out on March 17th also, so that's pretty darn soon. So you need to request off a couple days and just completely binge watch.
We'll just come back, I'll be all scraggly and dirty. It's like, what are you even doing?
So,
I haven't left, been watching the fists.
So something I was thinking about as we were talking about geek news, Tom, is the Hulk. Right?
Hulk.
The Hulk likes to eat food a lot.
Hulk ate lots of chududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududududud
you guys think the Hulk would put in his chunk of Nobi?
The Hulk just eats things he shouldn't. Like, he ate Wolverine once.
So we'll throw in some Wolverine. Maybe some Deadpool.
A license plate. He's like a shark. He just eats whatever's in front of him.
So he would put Wolverine.
I think whole animals, probably.
Whole animals.
Yeah, he would just throw them in there.
I'd put puny kitty in chocolate.
Puny kitty. Hulk put a picture of puny Banner's girlfriend in there, make him feel bad. Hulk hates puny Banner.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. John, thanks for coming out.
Hey, my pleasure. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for having us and everything you're doing for us also. Levi, thank you for coming out.
No problem, Bob.
Tom of Two Stars.
Yep.
Guess what, buddy?
I don't know what.
Keep calm.
And?
Geek on.